FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We want to talk about, you know, if you want to save money, and I know that people, lots of people have got certain things in their house now that they're using to save money and so on. Do you know what? I hear so many times from people a negative thing. I don't want one of those. I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. And I think to myself, I'm not going to sit down and have an argument or a heated discussion, but you could be saving so much more money. And in some ways, in most ways, if you're using a air fryer correctly, it's nicer. The food's better.
Yes. The thing is, it's not just an air fryer. I mean, I've always said the marketing department got that wrong. It should be called a little tiny mini electric oven, because that's what it is. And anything you can cook in an oven, you can cook in an air fryer. You can use all of the same containers that you put in your oven in your air fryer, so long as they'll fit. So at home we use foil things, tin things, silicon, all sorts. If it fits in your air fryer, you can use it. They use less than half the electricity of a standard oven. But there's other things that you can use for cooking as well. So lots of people already have a microwave, but will only use the microwave for a heating soup or a hot drink or something. But if you combine that with the microwave, you can have all of the benefits of the quick cooking times with the microwave, but you still, if you finish things off in the air fryer, end up with the nice baked finish. I think one thing I love doing are jacket potatoes, and we're coming into real autumn winter season, aren't we?
I was thinking at the same time, jacket potato.
Yeah.
That's weird.
We must be psychic. But you put the jacket potato in the microwave, obviously prick it with a fork first in case it goes bang on you.
Yeah.
All microwaves are different. Ours has a potato button, and you press it the number of times for the number of potatoes you're putting in. And then after that, we take the potatoes out and pop them in the air fryer for 15 minutes. And you end up with a lovely crispy skin on your potato that's cooked through in a fraction of the time that it would take in an oven and for a fraction of the price.
Do you know what? You covered all of that. And I was going to say, oh, yeah, but the scenario is how much are you going to save? Yeah, it's a fraction of the time, which means fraction of the price.
Yeah.
Well, some people have said you can do it and it's like half the cost because you're doing it for half the time.
It's not just that it's half the time. In general, with an air fryer, you won't need to preheat it. The energy consumption of it is much lower. You can normally cook it at a lower temperature and normally cook it for less time than you would in a standard oven. And yes, it is still cooked through properly. And it's all of those savings combined go together to mean you use about half of the energy that you would by using an electric oven.
Do you know, last week we had a young girl that came in to tell us how to cook chicken burgers, and the lovely thing at St George's school, and hats off to you, is that they showed her how to make these in an air fryer.
Yeah.
How brilliant.
But when you think about it, an air fryer is, I think, a far better device if there's only one or two of you, especially, than having an oven, because you can take it with you easily when you move without ripping a kitchen apart.
Yeah.
If you're living in rented accommodation, you take it with you everywhere. If you're a student, you can plug it in your room into a 3-pin plug. So whether you're a student, whether you're in temporary accommodation, whether you're in rented or you own your own home, they're ideal because they're yours and you take it with you. Something else that people don't talk about much are the plug-in induction hobs that you can get.
Right.
So I'm sure we've all seen the induction hobs that you have built into a worktop or as part of an oven. And an induction hob works in a very different way to a typical electric hob, in that it works by making the pan hot rather than the heat radiating from underneath going upwards. So a bit like the electric toothbrush chargers, where you sit it on, it's what looks like a plastic thing and it charges up. The technology is the same. But again, they're far more efficient than a ceramic hob or any other type of electric hob. They work as quickly as a gas hob would. So you turn it up and turn it down, and the response of the heat gain or loss is as quick as gas would be. And an induction hob, if you're making something like soup, is certainly as efficient as using a slow cooker or cooking it in a microwave, or with some things, doing them in an air fryer. So they are incredibly energy efficient. And you can buy just a single induction hob that you plug into a 3-pin socket in your kitchen.
Wow. And again, you're saving money. You're saving money, and it's probably cooking better, isn't it?
You are saving money. It's also a little bit safer because it doesn't stay as hot for as long as any other sort of electric hob.
Right.
Because the heat that's left on the actual induction hob is only the heat that has come back from the pan onto the hob. So in some respects, they're much safer. Do you remember the old electric ones that were like a coil that used to heat up and get red?
Yeah.
And they would be really, really hot for quite a long time afterwards, and they'd burn you,
yeah,
even when they look grey again. You lose all of that.
So it cools down quicker as
it
well.
It cools down quicker. If you take the pan off, it stops heating. There's nothing, you can't accidentally leave it on.
Right.
So especially if you've got somebody who's had a gas hob, who perhaps has memory issues or early onset dementia, you take the pan off and you leave the gas going, or you leave your electric hob switched on, it's a lot safer because you take the pan off and it stops heating.
Do you know, I'm trying to think of why people would be against it. I would imagine if they've been shown how to cook and they cook in one way and they've got their oven all set up, how they want it and how they need it and so on. I'm thinking, okay, it's a habit you get into. But I'm also thinking, why would it put people off? Probably because it's a technology thing. Because it looks, I mean, I look at, we've got about two or three of, you know, the air fryers, one for different things, one with a tray in it, one my wife has it's got a twisty thing where the chicken is put in and it cooks it slowly while it spins and so on. I mean, it's fascinating, but there is one that I look at and I think, that looks really complicated. But also because of the lights on the top, there's too many of them. Whereas some, they're almost like, some are being more simplified than other to use. And all I would say to people is, you use a phone, and that's probably got some complicated settings on it as well. So just go in with an open mind if that's the only thing that puts you off. Because let's be honest, if you use an oven, most ovens are pretty basic. If you've been using an oven for the last 30-odd years, there are some that are really like super-duper now. But if you've got a simple on, off, and that's it, or if you're using gas, it's even simpler, isn't it? You just twiddle the knob, there it is, it's on. And I guess, you know, using the technology, setting up timers and things like that might be a bit complicated, but you use a phone. So I would say just go in with an open mind, because it will. My wife cooks a steak. I've never had a steak like it. You know, when she used to fry it, it was okay. Most times it would go a little bit tough and so on. It's perfect steaks every time. You're setting the timer, you're putting it on. You don't have to take your eye off it and think, oh, crikey, I've left the steak on. No, you set a timer. There it is. It goes ding, 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 and then you're ready to go out and take it out and eat it. It's as simple as that. It really is simplified.
There are, as you say, a lot of different air fryers. So the simplest sort is one where you just set the temperature and the time. And if you don't like touch buttons or anything like that, there are ones that have a dial. So you can set a dial to a temperature and a dial for the time. And if you are visually impaired, you could fit little kind of sticky nobules on bits around the edge. So you can turn it and you can feel the temperature then that it's set to. And the same with the time. Because I think a lot of the designers of these things don't necessarily take into account that as we get older, our eyesight starts to go a bit. Yes, they can be complicated, and having something with 37 different settings is never a good idea, because the chances are, it's like washing machines at home. I've got one or two settings I always use, and I'm sure most people are the same. But the washing machine has loads.
Yeah.
And the same with air fryers and cookers of any sort, that we'll all have one or two settings that we normally use.
Can you just clarify, you mentioned slow cookers just now. Are they a good thing? Do they save you money?
Yes, slow cookers will save you money, because, again, you can have it on. Yes, it's on for longer, but it's using far less energy over that time. If you've got solar panels and you have it on during daylight hours, then your meal is being cooked by sunshine.
And how lovely is that? And also you get the lovely smells during the day.
You do, and you can batch cook. I'm a great fan of batch cooking. There's only two of us at home, so when we put anything in the slow cooker, we normally cook enough for four or six people. And the extra bits we put in tubs and freeze. And then one evening when neither of us feel like cooking, we can just get something out of the freezer and we've got a homemade ready meal.
Simple, isn't it?
It is. And the good thing about that is you know exactly what's in it.
Yeah. And it's healthy stuff. You've got all your fresh veg. To me, it's a no-brainer.
Mm.
It really is. So what other, just very quickly, I think we're going to have to do another part on this, because you mentioned washing and stuff like that, and maybe that could be the next part as well. We incorporate, you know, your dishwasher and so on, if there is such a thing.
We can talk about that next month.
Okay, that sounds really good. And I say, the halogen oven, is that a similar thing that would save you money?
It's borderline with a halogen oven.
Are we getting rid of ours then? I don't like it. The wife loves it.
I personally have an issue with a lot of the halogen ovens, in that the lid section that you lift off is the bit with the halogen tube on it. That gets incredibly hot, and I'm always worried about the risk of burns, because you've got to put it somewhere and it doesn't cool down that quickly. So you've then got this incredibly hot thing that you've either got on your worktop or propped up against the halogen oven.
Does it save you money?
In some circumstances, yes, but nowhere near as much as an air fryer will.
Air fryer, that's it. We are seriously thinking about ripping out our oven and grill and just having a bit more space in the kitchen and using the air fryers that we've got. We've got two or three for different things, but they take up less space, because obviously if you're not using one week, you can just put it in a cupboard and get it out as and when you need it. It's common sense, isn't it? I noticed you didn't bring in any food in with you.
I didn't. I ran out of time to do any cooking today, I'm afraid.
Maybe next time.
Maybe.
Okay, look, we've run right out of time, but thank you for coming in. And just a reminder, if you are wanting to know more about the Warmer Homes scheme, where have we got to go?
You can go to warmerhomes.org or give us a call on 01 983 668 900.
Thank you. And what are we talking about next month?
We're now talking about washing machines, dishwashers, and I'm going to put general water usage in with that one as well.
Okay, fascinating. I can't wait. Thank you. And we'll see you in a month. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.